Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's the Wednesday Morning Show with your host, myself, Izzy K. Good morning, everybody, and we got such great stuff as always. Chick Corea, Lenore in the background off the 1973-74 Leprechaun album. Yes, started off with some Dave Clark 5. I've got some Yes, some Levi Scheckman. I've got some Johnny Cash, Kool and the Gang, Genesis. I got so much stuff here this morning, as always. You got it. Give you out the numbers shortly after the first song or so. What the heck, I'll give them to you now. Most of you this early know the numbers. 813-239-9663 if you want to hang out on the phone. If you want to text or hit me with 813-433-0885. And if you would like to hit behind the scenes on the internal net, hit me at dj@wmnf.org. Finish up with a little Chick Corea and get on to some Yes off the Fragile album.
Join us for an intimate event with Vision Crystal on Saturday, May 23rd at 3 p.m. WMNF's biggest fans can get up close and personal with one of Tampa Bay's most eclectic bands. Vision Crystal blends bluegrass, blues, folk, and Americana for a special time under the live oaks in Seminole Heights, Tampa. This limited capacity house concert benefits your community radio station, WMNF. Enjoy refreshments and a one-of-a-kind listening experience with WMNF fans just like you. For tickets and more information, go to WMNF.org/events.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning with no way to hold my head. That didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled in my closet, threw my clothes and found my cleanest dirty shirt. Then I washed my face and combed my hair and stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I'd smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small kid playing with a can that he was kicking. Then I walked across the street and caught the Sunday smell of someone's frying chicken. And Lord, it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw a daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school and listened to the songs they were singing. Then I headed down the street and somewhere far away a lonely bell. And it echoed through the canyons like a disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was stoned. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. And there's nothing short of dying that's half as lonesome as the sound of the sleeping city sidewalk and Sunday morning coming down.
Johnny Cash there. Yeah, check it out, huh? Good afternoon, good morning, everybody, and a little bit of happy birthday to the Wonder Bread Boy. 1950, the guy seems like he's been around for 200 years already. How about some Stevie Wonder? Happy birthday, Stevie, today.
stands right here all the way on. Just a mention of your name seems to drive him insane. Girl, do I do what you do when I do my love to you, baby? Yes, I got some candy kisses on your lips. Yes, I got some honey sugar chocolate dip and kisses full of love for you. Yes, I got some candy kisses on your lips. Yes, I got some honey sugar chocolate dip and kisses full of love for you. My life has been waiting for your love. My arms have been waiting for your love to arrive. My heart has been waiting, my soul anticipating.
special to support it. That car you don't need anymore, it could be worth hundreds in support. Learn more at WMNF.org or call 888-WMNF-885.
Good morning, everybody. That was Levi Scheckman on the piano. Some cool stuff. Serenade, that's right. We're going to be doing a little bit of Stevie Wonder once an hour because it is his birthday today, 76 years old, brothers and sisters. That's right. Let's go before the news with some Genesis, and we'll keep kicking on. Good morning, everybody. This is Izzy K on the Wednesday Morning Show.
Just a lawnmower. You can tell me by the way I walk.
Everybody, we have Juanita with the news.
Thank you, Izzy. Good morning, everybody. I'm Juanita Hurtado Huérfano with the WMNF News Headlines. It is 6:30 a.m. Florida's controversial immigration detention center, known as Alligator Alcatraz, could shut down as early as next month. That's according to both the New York Times and CBS News. Vendors were reportedly told yesterday that the facility was closing. The state runs the center built in the Everglades. It has been the subject of numerous lawsuits over its environmental impact and poor treatment of detainees. The Florida Department of Health will invest more in Alzheimer's research. It will give more than $4 million to 8 institutions across the state for research over the disease. State Surgeon General Joseph Ladapo made the announcement earlier this week at the University of Florida.
Alzheimer's certainly is a condition that has touched a lot of people and underscores the importance of research in this area and examination of the different theories for the etiology along with treatment options.
Ladapo says some of the institutions that will receive money for this research include the University of Central Florida, Florida Atlantic University, and the University of Miami. In Lutz, a homeowners association is pushing for Hillsborough County to take over an aging and damaged well. The well provides drinking water for the 21 houses within Sunset Manor, but the well needs some maintenance and repairs that will cost each home roughly $7,000. For HOA President Colleen Krug, that is no longer reasonable for the community.
What we really need is for the county to take over our system until it can provide us county water. And so what we're asking is that the county strongly consider our situation, especially during these economic times, and find a way to assume the management of our system.
Hillsborough County is currently building a main water system along Sunset Lane. That's right in front of this subdivision, and the HOA could potentially pay to connect to it. But construction will not be finalized until 2029. Then there is also the issue brought up by County Commissioner Ken Hagan.
We've never acquired a privately owned HOA-managed water system, so any action here will certainly set a precedent for other communities moving forward.
Hillsborough County has over 600 privately managed drinking water systems and hundreds of others HOAs that could ask the county for similar takeovers. More seagrass is growing in the Indian River Lagoon. That's according to new data from the St. John's River Water Management District. Central Florida Public Media's Molly Durick has more.
The district conducts aerial mapping of seagrass coverage across the lagoon system every 2 years and collects site-specific data annually. Data collected last year reveal an increase of more than 7,000 hectares of seagrass compared to 2023. That's equivalent to more than 17,000 acres. The district says the data indicate seagrass is not only covering a larger area in the lagoon, it's growing more densely too. Seagrass is a key indicator for the lagoon's overall health. It serves as critical habitat and feeding areas for many animal species, including manatees. The district says the seagrass growth is an encouraging trend, but that in order to sustain it, continued investments in restoration efforts and science-based management will be critical. In Orlando, I'm Molly Durig.
Yesterday was the beginning of the Florida legislature's special budget session. But as lawmakers return to Tallahassee, the Florida Phoenix reports, the state's unemployment rate for March was at 4.7%, meaning that there are now 523,000 Floridians without a job. The state's unemployment insurance program is also among the lowest in the nation, with a maximum weekly payout of $275 and duration capped at 12 weeks. Traffic is slow approaching downtown Tampa on I-275 South and I-4 West. Today, it will be cloudy and humid with some thunderstorms and highs in the high 80s. Tonight, it will be clear and humid with lows in the low 70s. And tomorrow, it will be clear and less humid with highs in the high 80s. I'm Juanita Hurtado Huérfano with the WMNF News Headlines. It is 6:35 a.m. on 88.5 FM and WMNF.org.
We'll be right back.
little Jason and Gunda on WMNF, the Wednesday morning show with Izzy K. Good stuff. I like this guy. I've listened to the whole album, CD, whatever you like to call it. Good stuff. Jelen Nganda. Yes, how about some Tragically Hip on WMNF? Good stuff. By Tragically Hip. Cool stuff, huh? Well, I got to tell you what's really cool. I mean, seriously cool. This summer, all these guys, I mean, the greats are putting out new albums. And I'm talking about the greats. We're talking about McCartney and Ringo, Alice Cooper, Rod Stewart and Ronnie Wood with The Faces, Deep Purple, and of course, The Stones, Foreign Tongue. All these guys, with a lot of them have the original members, most of Deep Purple. I don't believe Richie Blackmore's there. The Stones, three of the four or so, give or take. Alice Cooper, his original band from the 70s. This is unbelievable, huh? They're going to be putting out albums in their 80s. That's right. This is what is great in the music world. Let's do something way back from the Beatles off their last album.
I Dig a Pygmy by Charles Hawtrey and the Deaf Aids. Phase one in which Doris gets her oats.
You and me, Sunday driving,
Good stuff on MNF this morning. That was not the New Radicals. No, no, no. But they did a job and a half, or he did a job and a half. Dwayne Gretzky doing You Get What You Give. That's right. You got it. WMNF 88.5 with Izzy K on the Wednesday morning show, or the morning show Wednesday. Thank you, Joel. Thank you, Michael. Thank you, Sarah and Sarah M., for checking in, calling in, and saying hello. How about a little bit of Walk On by Dionne Warwick with Izzy K. Every Wednesday, 6 to 9 a.m.
If you see me walking down the street and I start to cry each time we meet, walk on. Walk on by.
April.
Good morning, everybody. Izzy K on the Wednesday Morning Show, or as I like to cloud it up and say, the Morning Show Wednesday. Whatever. This is my third time watching this show in full. That's right. That's how addicted I am to West Wing. You can't get better writing. Unbelievable. Anyway, we got some great music coming up. It is Stevie Wonder's birthday, so I'm going to play a song by Stevie every hour. I've got some other stuff, Sade, Marvin, of course. I've got some Lauryn Hill and Sergio Mendez, Bear McCreary, Earth, Wind & Fire, Jackie DeShannon, Tedeschi Trucks Band, some Steely Dan. Of course I got some Steely Dan for a couple of you guys who wait for it. I also got some Bill Purcell requested by Daniel, who usually kicks in about the 7 o'clock hour. I got some Steppenwolf and Lisa Ketchup and some Stones and all that good stuff coming up on WMNF. In the meantime, we are going to do a little Georgie Benson here. Take us up to the news on NPR and keep on kicking throughout the morning. Ladies and gents, it's George Benson in affirmation. 6:59, 2 minutes before NPR News. We'll be back with some great music right after.
Show along with Patty helping me out as much as possible. You will hear many songs from 1960 to 1969, which I think is the best decade of rock. Music is memories, so we will have a great time reminiscing. That's Saturday, 12 to 2 every week.
Oh, yeah.
Stay tuned for NPR News. WMNF, Tampa.